Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's on My Side. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 118 and verse 6 said, the Lord, verse 6, the Lord is on my side. What's the result of that? I will not fear. Now, if we're full of fear, then it's because we don't know that He's on our side. The presence of fear indicates the absence of being fully persuaded that God is really with us, that He's real, and that He's with us to help us. I won't fear. What can man do unto me? Somebody said, the Lord's on my side.
The Lord's on my side.
He went on to say in verse 7, the Lord takes my part with them that help me. Glory to God. Psalm 54 and 4. Psalm 54 and 4 says, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. I believe we should meditate on this week after week as the Lord has us on this series. You should just go along every day and just, as people would say, out of the blue, you say, God's my helper. The Lord is with me. He helps me. He's on my side. He's for me. Don't assume you know that. Oh yeah, I've heard that. I know that. If you knew it, you would be excited beyond words, if you really knew it. If it's ho-hum to you, you don't know it. It's just some information you stuck in your head. It's not living and real inside you. No, the Almighty, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is also our Father.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's right?
And the Creator, who can do anything power-wise, knows everything. He's for me. He's for me. He's on my side. As we like to say, He's got my back. Go with me over to 1 Peter. God is on my side. He takes the part. With those that help me, He's among those that help me, the greatest one who helps me. 1 Peter 5 and 7. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Well, that's another way of saying He's for you, right?
Yeah.
Cares about you. Keep going. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil. Now, what does adversary mean? Adversary means the opposite of being for you. It means to be against, to be opposed to, opponent. Opposed against. There is someone who's against us. But there's somebody who's for us. Right? And if God's for us, who could successfully be against us, and yet He's still against us? And He's going to continue to be against us. And it doesn't help to try to pretend like there's no adversary. You know, people have some goofy ideas. They may not express them completely, but they live like, okay now, devil, I won't mess with you. You don't mess with me. We'll just, you know, I'm not going to cause you any problems, and you don't cause me any problems. Deal? You know what he'll say? Deal. 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 Yeah. And week after next, he will nail you. If he can. Be sober. So you don't need to be head in the sand. And you don't need to be foolish. You need to be sober. What's sober is opposite of being drunk and being out of it. You need to be awake, alert, and on the watch. Because somebody's out to hurt you. And you don't want to give him any opportunity or any place. So important. We shouldn't just bump along. Much of the world is living like there's no God, there's no devil, there's no heaven, there's no hell, there's nothing after this life. They're living in a dream. They're living in a fantasy. They're living like they're going to be down here forever. They don't want to talk about death. They don't want to talk about it. Oh, no, no, no. Just enjoy life. Enjoy life. It's this long. I said, it's this long. Our days are doing like this. We just finished another week of them. How many remember when it was the year 2000? How long ago was that? 1990. How long ago was that? 1980. Decades are going. Is that right? You're not going to be here much longer. If you live another 50 years, if you live another 75 years, whatever, it's going to come and go so quickly. You want to live like you're ready to go now. Is that right? You do not want to live with your head in the sand. Don't want to talk about death. 55 million people will have died and left this earth before the year's over. 55 million. Just about a little over a second, just a second plus, two people leave the planet. Every second. Just a little over. It's not something we should dread as believers. It's actually something we should look forward to. But we want to stay and do our job and finish up what we're down here to do. See how quiet it is? I don't like talking about that. Well, then you need to grow up. Because it's going to happen. It's happening all around you. Right? It's going to happen. It just depends on when and how. How many people left from the 1700s? How many? How many? Come on, how many? So in another 100 years, how many of us will be around? And the Lord tarries is coming, another 200 years, how many of us will be around?
Zero.
But is that a bad thing?
No.
Is that a scary thing?
No.
No. Oh, it isn't. This is reality. We're here for a very, very brief time. As a believer, somebody's for us. Our God. We also have an enemy. An adversary is against us. And we need to be on the watch about our adversary and give him no opportunities. And we need to be in full faith and cooperating fully and completely with the one who's for us. So he can keep us and do for us and with us what he desires, what his will is. One of the biggest lies and deceptions that the church has bought into is that God is controlling everything and that everything is happening exactly as it is supposed to. That's not true. That's not even close to being true. There's a select group of people that everything is going to work out for their good. It's those who love God. Those who love God are going to do what He says. That's going to give Him access into their life. Come on, are you listening? To cause things to work out, and it's going to also give Him access to prevent what the enemy would do. For instance, tithing. So many people fuss and fight about. Oh, that's under the Old Testament. It was before the Old Covenant. And it's during and it's after. Jesus talked about it. It's in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews. We got teachings on this if you care to know. A lot of folks don't want to know. They'd rather be ignorant. And it's not about what they really believe. It's about the money. We don't even teach that you're supposed to tithe to us or to the church. Shocker. We preach that the tithe belongs to the Lord. It's His, not yours. But anyway, if you believed that and you honored Him, it's not just about money. It's about honor and it's about access. According to Malachi, if you honor Him with that, you tithe in the first fruits of all your increase, He's going to pour out blessing on you. Is that right?
Yes.
And He's going to rebuke the devourer for your sake. But can you see, your act of honoring Him allows Him to get between you and the enemy. Where your finances and material things are concerned. Glory to God. We had several things happen in the ministry this week where, no doubt in my mind, thousands of dollars were saved. The devourer's rebuked. We're tithers. It looked like we might have to spend it, but we don't. Glory to God. Don't need to. That's just like somebody giving you a bunch of money into the ministry. Right? That's not just for ministers or churches. That's for every tither. We do have an adversary. He's out to consume and devour and steal and kill and destroy. So when you see stealing and killing and destruction, how ignorant it is to blame God. And yet many do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's on My Side, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me